Mark Zuckerberg lays out optimistic AI vision of personal superintelligence for everyone. By Lucas Nolan on August 10, 2026. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg has published an essay outlining a philosophy for developing AI that he says should center on individual empowerment rather than concentrated institutional control. In the essay, Zuckerberg argues that superintelligent AI should be distributed widely to individuals rather than restricted to a small number of companies, governments, or institutions. He frames the approach around three principles: individual empowerment as the source of prosperity, invention as the primary purpose of superintelligence, and a balance of power as the foundation of safety. The essay extends Zuckerberg's AI optimism position established at the end of July. Zuckerberg criticized what he described as fatalistic rhetoric from other AI developers. "I do not understand why anyone who believes that AI will eliminate most jobs and much of humanity's relevance would rush to build that future," he wrote, adding that concentrating power in the hopes an absolute power will benevolently provide for humanity has historically failed to produce safe outcomes. He outlined several products Meta is building under this philosophy, including a personal AI agent meant to work 24/7 on tasks such as health monitoring, career planning, and hobbies, with privacy protections modeled on WhatsApp's end-to-end encryption. He cited his own use of the tool, saying it monitors his sleep and training, and helps his daughter plan and order ingredients for weekend baking projects. He also described his 8-year-old daughter using AI to code and produce videos, and said Meta researchers are using AI to generate novel crystal structures for augmented reality glasses. Other initiatives mentioned include tools intended to let individuals start businesses without large teams or outside funding, personalized AI tutoring, and open-source biological models from the Chan Zuckerberg Biohub aimed at accelerating drug discovery. Zuckerberg said Meta plans to offer free versions of its tools to billions of people, alongside a paid tier using what he called a dynamic auction mechanism to keep prices low. On economic concerns, Zuckerberg argued that AI-driven job losses are not inevitable if individual capability grows alongside automation, predicting the eventual rise of jobs such as one-person product studios and world builders and experienced designers. He said company sizes may shrink, but that this would mean more companies rather than fewer jobs overall. Addressing the impact of AI infrastructure on local communities, Zuckerberg pointed to Richland Parish, Louisiana, where Meta is building a data center. He said increased tax revenue allowed teachers there to receive a $50,000 bonus this year, and said Meta is launching a Future is for Everyone fund to support communities where it builds infrastructure. He also cited Meta's America's Workforce Academy, which offers free training for skilled trades tied to data center jobs, and said the company aims to be water positive by 2030, restoring more water than it uses, with a goal of restoring 200% of water used in high-stress regions. On security risks, Zuckerberg proposed that AI labs share intermediate training checkpoints with the U.S. government to help harden critical infrastructure, rather than waiting until models are fully trained. He said restricting public access to AI capabilities in cybersecurity or scientific research risks centralization and lack of checks and balances. On existential risk from AI systems that could improve themselves autonomously, Zuckerberg wrote that no single AI system should be allowed to accumulate a decisive advantage in computing power. "There is no such thing as a singular benevolent superintelligence," he wrote, arguing instead for multiple labs and widely distributed personal agents that check and compete with one another. Zuckerberg said Meta is introducing a governance structure giving its independent board authority to approve safety criteria for model releases and to review whether releases meet them. He also said Meta will resume releasing some open-source models soon now that Meta Superintelligence Labs is operational. AI leaders are jockeying for position in the high-stakes race to control the future of AI. Breitbart News social media director Wynton Hall has written his instant bestseller Code Red. The Left, the Right, China, and the Race to Control AI to serve as the definitive guide on how the mega movement can create positions on AI that benefit humanity without handing control of our nation to the leftists of Silicon Valley or allowing the Chinese to take over the world. Read the full essay from Mark Zuckerberg here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.